Good morning. Welcome to VBS Sunday. We are going to start off with a song, so I want all the kids to kind of stand up right up in the front. Help us do this opening song. Come on up here, right up in the front, and we will talk with you all more in just a moment. This is our theme song, The One True God. Just so you know, if you hear this sound, that means everybody needs to find your seat. So if you're getting up to go to the bathroom and I start to shake this, you better run back to your seat. Okay, no, I'm just kidding about that part. But if you're wondering why we are standing up here wearing togas on a Sunday morning and everything looks like this, you've probably figured out by now that this is VBS Sunday. My name is Melissa, and this is Megan. We are your rally leaders, and we are going to kind of walk you guys through all that we experienced this last week.
Good morning, everybody. As Melissa said, my name is Megan, and this week was really special for me. I did not grow up going to church and never went to a VBS as a kid, so being here with my kids is really special. My niece and nephew come from Kansas and stay with us for the week and attend as well. And every day this week, we were in the Book of Acts and following Paul's second missionary journey through ancient Greece. And learning, the kids would come every day to Athens and learn about Paul's dangerous journey to tell the truth. And really, as I'm up here teaching the daily truth, I learned something as well. I know a lot of us have probably been in a situation where we know somebody who's kind of down all the time, maybe a complainer, and we thought, man, they just knew the love of Jesus. I know that it would bring peace into their life. And maybe we feel like that could be a little uncomfortable, or we might get rejected. Maybe we would be labeled as religious in the workplace or something. But I'm up here talking to the kids every day about how Paul is facing mobs. He's getting beaten. He's put in jail. He's hiding in homes, people he knows, all to share the truth of Jesus. And as I'm teaching this, it's like I'm reflecting and thinking, I can do that. I'm not going to face that. I can get a little uncomfortable. I can face some rejection to share the peace and the love and the freedom that putting my faith in Jesus Christ has brought to my life. So I really learned that lesson this week as well. And every day we, like I said, we taught the kids a daily Bible truth, and we'll learn more about that, but we're also an overall truth that we wanted the kids to know. And as they heard that truth throughout the week or the daily truth, we would have them say, "It's true, it's true, it's true," and they would do those motions as well. So as I teach you guys what the overall message of the week is, I want you to do that with me. And so what we learned this week is that there is one true God who loves us all. It's true, it's true, it's true. So just thank you guys so much for letting us spend time with your kids, your grandkids, nieces, nephews, neighbors. We really appreciate it, and we all learned something as well. So,
all right, so this week, the way that VBS kind of runs down is that when the kids get here in the morning, well, before I say that, I'm going to ask the people of our church to do something they're not always comfortable doing, but I would like for all the staff who worked with VBS to stand up. And if you feel awkward about this, just think the work that you did this week was worthy of honor. And we want to honor you as we talk about the different stations. When I mention your station or your group, you can sit down, okay? So when we start VBS, the kids and their parents are all greeted by our registration staff, which is headed up by Paget Harris. And so then they are distributed into their grade groups. And there are three teenage guides that work with the kids throughout the whole day. They take them around everywhere they need to be. These guys do a ton of work. They're on the ground with the kids. So thank you to our teenage guides. And then they get to come in here for 30 minutes with Miss Megan and I, and we lead them along with our stage crew through the rally time, which is a time for us to just get everybody focused on the same page and to be unified and to really start off the day on the right foot. And then the guides take them through four different stations. They spend 30 minutes roughly in each. There's a snack and song station, and the snacks were by Miss Jessica Hoagland. Did you guys like the snacks this week? And then they hit the song time with Miss Teresa Ford. A lot of people think I make all the dance moves up because I'm a dancer, but no, that's all Miss Teresa and her one jazz class she took in college, so it served her well. For real. Okay, and then they also see Mr. Paul J. Cox in the Olympic training ground where they played lots of games, and those guys were out in the heat all week. Thank you. That was hard, hard work. We see craft. They get to do a craft every day that they get to take home with Miss Denise Yost and her entourage. And we have Bible story time with Miss Amaris Todd and Miss Maggie Vasquez, or was it Miss Lydia and Miss Penelope, right? And you'll hear from them later. They do all the Bible teaching. They had a truth tent downstairs. It was really cool, so thank you guys. We also have the pre-K crew, Miss Barb Jacox and Chantel Bakarsik. That's for all the workers' kids, so we don't have to think about the little ones. We can do our jobs. And then Debbie Price and Shelby Price were taking pictures. And I can't forget to mention Leah Weber in the sound booth. You send texts. You know, when you work with creative people, I'm sending her text at like 11:30 at night. Hey, tomorrow, can we do this? And she makes all my dreams come true. So it's great. But anyway, that's what we do. And then we end back in here for 30 more minutes of the rally time to celebrate all that God has done this week. And so I think it is time for our adults to see your guys' moves and to hear and worship the Lord with you as you guys lead them. So come up on stage. Kids, guides, you're welcome to come up too. We're going to sing some songs up here. Come on up. You've been dying for stage time. It's your time. Come on up. Everybody, let's go. Up here. Oh, sorry. And before we get started, I want to make sure that all the adults, you were handed a slip of paper when you came in, and you were supposed to make a guess on that slip of paper. You're supposed to write down how many students you think on average we got to see this week, and we want to collect these because there's a drawing to see who got the closest, okay? So if you have a slip of paper, raise your hand and put your guess in. I'll tell you what. Yep, Bria will come around and collect it while we're doing the songs. And then, Miss Paget, can you look and see? I'll gather them. Okay, scooch over. You're not centered. This is a production we got going on here. Move. Scooch. Stay there. Stay there. Don't move. All right. Those were just a couple of our songs, but one of the things we also did during rally and Bible story time was we learned a memory verse this week. And since Paul was on a missionary journey, we chose the verse this week to be the Great Commission, the last instructions that Jesus gives his followers before he goes back up into heaven. And it was a very long verse. We kind of went back and forth. Should we do this long verse? But the kids have an amazing ability of memorization. So they are going to do the verse for you this morning. Are you guys ready? Yeah. No, you're supposed to say yes. Let's try that again. Yay! Okay. I'll do the motions, but you guys are on words, okay? Here we go. Matthew 20. 8. And I am to a.
Okay, so this week, obviously, missionaries was a theme of ours. We followed Paul, and the memory verse talks about going out and making disciples of all nations. And so this week, when we thought about who to raise money for, the kids do this every year, we chose the Henleys, Jarrett and Megan Henley and their son Jasper. And they are going to Japan for, kids, do you remember how many years they're going to Japan for? At least? At least 10 years. So actually, Megan is also expecting, and they're leaving shortly after their baby is born, and will be there for at least 10 years. Now, something interesting about Japan is less than, I think it's 0.25% of the population are Christian. Yet they're completely open to missionaries. So definitely a lot of work to be done there. There's a lot of pressure on their kids. And one of the things Jarrett mentioned when he was here was that it's tradition for you to believe what your family believes. So if you believe something different, then you face your family really exiling you. So that's a challenge that they're really going to have to face. And Jarrett Henley actually attended school with Jim Villalobos, and Jared and Megan have both attended church here, so I think it was an easy choice to support them in that mission. And this week, we really wanted this to be the kids to really focus on the mission. So we talked about, do we do a competition, maybe boys versus girls to raise money? Do we have some sort of prize or incentive if they reach a goal? And we decided to just let the mission speak for itself and just have the kids bring in what their heart desired and what they earned. And these amazing kids, with no incentive, no competition, no prize, raised $622 for the Henleys to go to Japan. So definitely encouraging. So we're going to see a little bit of a video about the Henleys.
It was here in my childhood home where God first began to shape my heart for the nations. My grandmother was Japanese. Even though I never knew her well, my curiosity about her led to a love of the Japanese language, culture, and people. I met my wife Megan while serving in campus ministry at Webster University. During one of our first conversations, she shared with me that she also felt a special calling to Japan. Over the next few semesters, we began taking students to the Journey Hanley Road for services. Looking back, we can see how this was the first mission field God called us to together. When Megan and I got engaged a few years later, we felt God leading us to commit to the journey, not knowing how it would lead us to Japan. But we chose to trust God with our next steps. 2 years after that, God used the generosity of His people to create the 314 Institute, a combination of seminary education and leadership training. With the church's support, I was able to enroll and begin training for the kind of hands-on ministry I sensed God preparing for us. In 2017, we had the opportunity to visit Japan with a team from the Journey. And this past September, a door opened for us to commit to long-term ministry in Japan. We're now a part of the first wave of long-term missionaries being sent out by the Journey. We never could have imagined 8 years ago when we first walked through the doors at Hanley Road that this is the story God would write for us. We're so grateful for the prayer, support, and generosity of our church family, and we're hopeful for the many that God is preparing to send out after us to share the good news of Jesus with the nations.
All right, I'm going to ask Miss Penelope and Miss Lydia to come up and join us, and they're going to get to share with you guys some of the truths that they were teaching from the book of Acts to the kids every day. And we need the kid volunteers to come up, whoever Miss Maggie talked to. I mean, Miss Lydia. Come on up. If you have a leaf in your hand, that's you.
Okay. If you have a one on your attribute, sit right here. If you have a 2, right here, 3, right here, 4, right here, and 5 over here. I want you grouped. Yeah, I'm in agreement with Miss Megan. I had never been to a VBS. I didn't know the Lord until I was 47 years old. So there is no better place to be than in this church when this... Do you have your little leaf, sweet pea? Okay. Why don't you sit by your sister? Everybody have a leaf? Okay, so I am Miss Lydia. I came off the chapter 16 in the book of Acts. And this is Miss Penelope, who was a friend from Athens. So we're going to just describe a little bit, and I want you to get the understanding of what the children were learning, not only about the Bible truths, but about who he is and what he's done for us. It's true. She said your mic isn't on. You got to have, okay. So Miss Berea, and we had a lovely young lady named Miss Mira. They assisted us. They went and took us. We did flashbacks during the week too. But Miss Berea is going to come up. And if you have a number one on the back of your attribute, come right up here. Miss Berea, hold the cross. So that first day we learned that God is love. You want to put it at the top up there. Thank you. God is love. Because children can be hearing Bible stories, what we want them to hear is who he is and what he's done. Okay, honey, what do you got? Can you, sovereign. Sovereign. God was sovereign over Paul. You want to put it somewhere on the cross? He's going to try to get it right up there. Okay, and what does yours say? God was provider. No matter where we are, God is providing for us. Very good. You guys can sit down. Okay. And that's it. You guys, God loves us all. It's true. It's true. It's true. Day two.
All right. There I am. So on day two, lesson two, we learned that Paul had a very interesting encounter on his missionary travels. He encountered a girl, a slave girl, who was a fortune teller. And by the power of God and the authority of God, he told that demon to come right out of her, and she was free. And then Paul learned a little something about appreciating freedom himself, because they put him in prison for doing that. They put him in prison. So we had all the kids get in a little prison. But we learned a surprising thing, that in prison, even though Paul and his friend Silas, they could have been grumpy and angry, but it says that they rejoiced and they were singing praises to God. And we shared this verse with them. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. And we learned that even in tough situations, our Bible truth was God loves us and takes care of us. It's true, it's true, it's true.
Okay, exactly. We had a little jail, and we always picked a Paul and Silas for the day. If you are day two, I want you to stand up and come over to the cross, because we learned three more attributes. Please read what yours says, Alethea. He's freedom.
Freedom.
What are you? Praiseworthy and powerful. We learned, okay, hey, guys, you want to go up and put the sets of chains on? I want to make sure they...
Yep.
This was one of their favorite parts. They got to... Everybody stand up, the threes. Let's just put these across our arms. You want to stand up? Remember how we did the chains? You three together, put your arms in there. No, show them where to go. Sweet. You got them? Stand up, guys. If you put the... So eventually, some of the classes, the younger ones, they all wanted to get into the chains. We made the connection that when we are having a sin problem, we are not in paper chains, but we are enslaved to that sin. Anybody? Sweet, come over here, Ben. Okay, yes. It's okay. And so we saw, just like God broke the prison doors open, and he broke the chains off of Paul. It's only through the power of loving the Lord and the Holy Spirit that our sin is broken. So on the count of three, one, two, three. Break every chain. Yeah. There they We loved having the thought of the power over sin. God breaks us and gives us freedom. Okay. Day three. I know.
Okay. So, on day three, in lesson three, on day three of our VBS,
there you go.
We learned a little bit more about Paul and his suffering. And we learned that even though Paul was, when he was teaching, and a lot of people were giving him a hard time, we learned that even though lots of people fought against Paul, there was always a small number, even if it was a small number, there was always some who believed. And that's why Paul kept doing what he did, even though his friend, Jason, got thrown into jail, and he had to pay money to get out. And Paul didn't feel very loved at this time, but we learned with our Bible truth that God loves us when others don't. It's true. It's true. It's true.
Okay, if you have number three, Day's attributes, please come up. If you guys noticed, by this day, we started to understand, as we were to say the Bible truth, and we went like this, it's true, it's true, it's true, we realized what shape we were standing in. We were standing in the shape of the cross. And we realized that God's love wraps up in that whole situation. Of course, you can see that the attributes are not sticking to the cross like we want. You know what? It's okay. Because God loves the fact that they were learning all about him. So day three, you know, the first day, Paul and Barnabas separated. We learned that God, with sin, which we are all sinners, we talked a lot about sin this week, so if they come home saying I'm a sinner, it's okay. There was always this idea of it's true, it's true, it's true. And Paul and Barnabas separated, and that made the gospel go farther. But what we understood with the cross, when we get to that cross, we can be brought back to a right relationship with God. Excellent. Day four.
That's right. So day four was a fun day because day four was the day that Paul comes to visit my great city of Athens. And they took him to this big fancy meeting place and they're like, we want to hear more from you, Paul, because you're saying some very interesting things. So Paul, it's a very fascinating chapter. He tells them all about, he says, I notice you're very religious, and I notice you even have a statue that's dedicated to the unknown God. And he is so passionate because he wants to tell them about who that one true God is that they don't know about. So Paul is teaching at Athens, and he tells them that it doesn't matter that these people are building temples to gods and, you know, sacrificing. The only thing that God cares about is the heart. And we read this verse to them. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. You, God, will not despise. So we learn that no matter what the Israelite or the Athens people tried to do for the gods, it wasn't about doing, and God didn't care about sacrifices. He just cared about their heart. So Paul was trying to tell them that God sent Jesus, and that's our Bible truth for that day, which is God loves us and sent his son.
It's true. It's true. It's true. What a day. Okay, if you're on day four, bring your attribute up. Thank you. And we got something. We've got an assistant that is sticking those. Thank you. Thank you. Yay. What's your say, sweetheart? Help the one true God. Go ahead. And what is your say?
Savior.
We're gonna put the Savior right there in the middle. Can you see it right there? Good job. Savior. And Miss Penelope came up with a great little, we were all into it's true, it's true, it's true, the cross, it's all about the cross. And Miss Penelope, what did you teach us that day?
It's not about what you've done. Christ did it all.
Okay, guys, let's do that. It's not about what you've done.
Christ did it all.
Lots of emotions, lots of learning about a loving God who came down and took care of our sin problem. All right, Miss Amira.
All right, so for the last day, which is also the saddest day because we have to leave VBS, day five, we jumped ahead in time with Paul because all of the week we were learning about Paul's second missionary journey. But we jumped ahead and we got a glimpse into his third missionary journey where we could see that Paul was still doing the same thing. He was still telling people about Jesus and people were still giving him trouble, but he was pressing on. And we learned that God made a special promise to Paul when he went on a prison ship. And that promise was the ship and the cargo was going to be destroyed, but no one was going to die. And we learned that God is faithful because he kept that promise. And Paul is continuing to share God's love. So the Bible point was God loves us and wants us to share his love.
It's true. God loves us and wants us to share his love. Miss Berea, day five, would you come up and tell us what does yours say? Encourager. God is an encourager. He kept Paul, promise keeper. He always keeps his promises, doesn't he? And sustainer. So he sustains us. Miss Berea, would you bring the cross over this way? And I want you guys to all stand up as soon as she gets the last attribute. So what a blessing it is to be with children. I believe it was 10 hours we taught in that truth tent. And it was at the last day, on the last minute, Miss Lydia got a little emotional because I'm seeing these children hearing truth about the Lord. It's true what he did. We thought about King Jesus. We thought about how we want to do our own thing and be our own kings, but it's really him that did it. He did it all. He came from heaven and got on that cross to take our sin problem. So we're going to scoot it back, and we kind of got very serious that last minute, and what we did was we filed past the cross because we realized it was our sins that put him on the cross, something we had done yesterday, what we're going to do in the future. So you guys, I want you to file past the cross and just touch it, and then go back to your seats, please. Because God loves us. He sent his son. Like Miss Megan, and they said, thank you for sharing your children with us. And you guys, it's the best place to be that week. I suggest anybody that wants to come help. Come help. I mean, it's a blessing.
So there's a lot of cool things that go on this week. And just so thankful for the Lord that he is that good, that he can take us to the highest heights with these kids, but they are totally capable of going to those deep places too and realizing they're sinners and they need a Savior who is Jesus, just like adults do. And one other interesting segment that we did during our rally times was we did a segment called Amazing Abilities. So in ancient Athens at this time, the culture was very focused on elevating humanity and human achievement. You can think about Greek culture, and the statues were all based on humans. You can think about their literature and their mythology of these humans doing godlike feats. And we also thought about the Olympic Games, pushing man to his limits in athletic achievement. And it's not very different than our culture. If you think about it, we just have a different arena. We have YouTube, right? And I know you guys have all seen those YouTube videos of like the four-year-old playing Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, or maybe we've seen somebody juggling Rubik's Cubes with their feet while walking a tightrope on their hands or something crazy like that. But anyway, we wanted to kind of instruct the kids in the realm where they are on how to think rightly. And where do we go, you guys, for the source of truth and wisdom? Where do we look? To the Bible, God's word, right? So we talked about how God created man in his image, and he gave him dominion. Dominion over his body, over his imagination and creativity. And we talked about how David in the Psalms said, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And even Paul in Acts, during his second missionary journey, he quotes a Greek poet who says, in him we live and move and have our being. So we encourage the kids to, when they see these things, to remember that there is one true God who loves us all.
It's true.
And he has given us these abilities to enjoy and capabilities to love others through the abilities he's given us. So we encourage them to send in their own videos of their amazing abilities. And then, woo! Oh. Okay. All right. We got a couple more, but those were some of the amazing abilities that we saw this week. We also have... Oh, boy. Logan, come on up here, Logan. So I guess I should tell you about this. During the morning rally, Logan here decided that he wanted to help decorate the stage. And so he got on Amazon and ordered us some Grecian statues, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we weren't too sure at first, but they were from the Interactive Grecian Groove Organization. So they were pretty interesting. The first one we saw was the miniature Colossus of Rhodes statue right there.
That one was pretty cool.
And, yeah, we had that one delivered right here. We also saw the, what?
The Winged Victory of Samothrake.
We actually had, a headless statue right here on the stage. Yeah, she was good. The third one was Discobolus, our discus thrower friend of Myron.
And then the fourth one was Laocoon and his sons.
Yes, and those, you'll see some of the lifelike images during our video later. But if you're wondering about what's up with the swimwear on all of them, what was that?
Yeah, I kind of decided to order the family-friendly version. The originals. Yikes.
Yeah, so that was a good choice. Well, you better go get the door. What statues are you ordering today? I mean, it's the last day. We got adults here. This is a little bit nerve-wracking for someone who's in charge of the stage. What? What are we? What is this? Okay. Two statues today. Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Now, as I mentioned, they were from the Interactive Grecian Groove Organization. Logan, if I ask these ones some questions, will they respond?
Yeah, all you have to do is press the interview button. I do not have the remote, but do you have the app?
I think I do have the app. Hold on, let me see. Right here. Okay, look at this. All right, let me just download this.
Cool.
Okay, ready? Interview. All right. Hey, look. Here they are. Why don't we ask these statues to tell us their names? What's your name?
Benjamin.
And Benjamin, what team were you on this week?
First and second.
First and second. Alpha Chi. And, hey, we do not boo people. We cheer. Try that again. Alpha Chi. There we go. And what is your name?
Ava.
Ava, what team are you on?
The Philippine squad.
Philippine squad. Phi Sigma.
We're ready. We're with you.
Okay, so I want to ask you two, what is something you enjoy about VBS?
Games and stories and singing songs and everything else in craft.
Okay, sounds like you enjoy a lot of it. Okay. What about you, Ava?
I enjoy singing and dancing and snack and being with my friends.
Okay, great. Now, do you have a favorite snack, Benjamin, that you had this week?
Fruit punch and pudding.
Ah, fruit punch and pudding. Yummy. And that pudding was like sand all mixed together. They all have these creative names. It's great. And then what was your favorite craft, Ava?
The slingshot where you got to shoot cereal.
Slingshot where you get to shoot cereal. Now, did that cause any problems in your house when you got home?
No, not really. I made one for my brother, and we had a cereal fight this morning.
Okay. See? We teach them all sorts of stuff. Now, we heard about all the truths that were taught earlier. What was one truth that stuck out to you that you learned about God or about Paul and his dangerous journey?
When Paul was telling people about Jesus and they put him in jail, and after that they weren't worried, and a big earthquake happened, and then the gates opened and the chains fell off.
Wow, so we really did learn, yep, that God loves us and takes care of us. And how about you, Ava? What's something that stood out to you?
When Paul was Saul, he was okay with people killing Christians, and he killed them too. But then one day God shone and blinded Paul, and God talked to Paul about his sin.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Now, our statues all had this really spiffy button. It was called a groove button. And every time we pushed the groove button, the statues broke out in dancing. Now, Logan, do these statues, do they groove?
Do. Yes, they do groove. Does anybody want to push it?
All right, let's see what's going to happen. Push the groove button. And 3, 2, 1, go! Great job, guys. I'm going to ask our delivery man to ask him a couple questions,
sure.
too, because he was here all week.
Yeah, my favorite snack was the ice cream float sundaes.
I think, yes.
My favorite craft was the...
All right, hang on, delivery man.
Because I'm not a statue, I don't get to answer these questions. I see how it is.
Where's the mute button? Okay. Anybody? Okay.
Yeah. Zing.
So Jim is the youth pastor here at our church, and I thought it would be interesting to ask him a question because he kind of has an interesting perspective. He works with the kids during the year. He works with students during the year, and then he also works with the adults, and this is the one time of year that all those fields kind of mesh together. And I just wanted you to tell everybody a little bit about, from your perspective, putting this all together, what are some of the benefits you see in each of those groups and how they come together during VBS?
Yeah, VBS is wonderful because we see all those groups come together. It's just it's a great thing because so many times, especially in our society today, we try to specialize in things. So there's just a lot of natural divisions going along with age groups. And I think that when you think about the way that, and that's not a bad thing, it's a good thing in a lot of ways, but sometimes we miss out on the collectiveness of all ages being together. I think about all the Bible stories, and we can just hear again and again and again how often it was that parents and older people would pass on the truth to younger people, and how that is the gospel connecting again and again and again for generation to generation. And this is one of the best weeks that we can do that. So I love VBS for that reason. It's a great thing, too, because it's an easy way for us to reach out to people in the community. People have been doing VBSs for a long time. They trust it. They know what's going to happen there. We know you're not going to try to sell it. We're not trying to sell anything. We're trying to share good news, give a safe environment where kids can have fun and just learn about the love and grace of Jesus Christ. So that's a wonderful thing. And we do such a good job with teaching. I mean, I say we, I'm just including myself there because I really don't do very much during that time. That these kids and the teenagers and the adults, we remember this for years to come. It makes great memories. Those things shape and shift the way that we think, the way that we feel, what we really want. And it helps us to combat some of the lies that we pick up from lots of other places with truth about who God is, how He wants the best for us. And it's always in our best interest and for His glory to trust and to follow Him. So VBS is great for a lot of things. And we get to have ice cream sometimes, too. So it's good for kids. It's good for teenagers. We see them stepping into responsible roles. It's good for adults, helping down, seeing what's going on. And it re-energizes us. We just see lots of benefits from it, too. So it's a great time. We really enjoy it. And it keeps our house busy during this week, too.
Well, just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to push the groove button one more time, or we're letting him off the hook?
I got another delivery to go, too. All right.
All right. Well, thank you. All right. I kind of skipped this part. Miss Megan, I'm going to have the kids do the cheer. We had a cheer throughout the week, and then I'm going to ask you to come up for announcements, and then I think we have one more song. Yes. It's on my clipboard right there. Okay, thank you. All right, so are you guys ready to do our cheer that we had all week? We had four different groups. You can see them on the boards over there, but we were actually teaching them a little bit of Greek as we went along. Our Galatian gang is known as Gamma Gamma. Where's Gamma Gamma? That's your cue to say woo. Where's Gamma Gamma? Woo! And we have our Antioch crew, Alpha Chi. We have our Philippian squad, Phi Sigma, and our Ephesian tribe, Epsilon Tau, all right? So stand up, kids. We're going to do the cheer, and we're going to, I know you're used to having a lot more kids around, so you're going to have to bring it. You ready? Here we go. Bring it. We're going on a journey. We're going to share the truth. We're all in this together, and we want to hear from you. Gamma, Gamma.
Shout Hosanna.
Alpha Chi, Alpha Chi.
We are going to
Phi Sigma.
We're ready. We're
with you. Epsilon, Epsilon. Tau, let's go right now. We're going on a journey. We're going to share the truth that there is only one true God, and he loves me and you. It's true, it's true, it's true. Woo!
Okay. This is the time in our rally when we would give sort of general announcements, so I'm going to give a few to you guys. Just a reminder that our mission team is in Colombia, so if you guys can all just continue to be in prayer for them. They will be returning Wednesday, I believe. Today is the Oasis Refugee Baby Shower here at 2 p.m. And also, coming up Sunday, August 4th, is Promotion Sunday, so all the kids will move up a grade. Be it downstairs, potty trained, three-year-olds in the preschool can go downstairs. So remember that that is coming up. And then also, we had you guys answer a question. We would do this with the kids every day, and we had a little bit of a prize. So the question today was, on average, how many kids attended VBS each day? And the answer was 96 children. And, yeah. So our closest guesser was Jake Farmer.
Woo, and so come you gotta on come up, on Jake. Up. Come on up. Whoop. Where's Jake?
Come on up, and we get
ready.
Your...
I'll take it to okay. him. Okay. We'll take it
you
to him.
You get your Olympic crown that we gave to the kids each day.
Woo.
So.
Woo-hoo. Great job.
All right.
All right. As we close out today, we have one final song, but this is a special song. And we actually are going to invite whoever is willing and able to participate. This song is done in a big circle. So we need everyone. It's very easy. If you can walk, you can do the circle. You're not going to come up on stage this time. I need the kids to spread out. We're going to make a big circle, including adults, whoever wants to participate. We're going to just hold hands and make a big circle around the room. Stay right there. Stay right there. We're going to pray. And then you guys are going to be, and then you're going to go sit and watch a video because we have video for you. But hold hands. We're going to pray. And then you can see the video. It was a good try. I'll say that, okay? All right. Hold hands. Father God, we just thank you so much that we really are all your children, the oldest to the youngest. Lord, we are all here because of what Jesus has done, how he took our sin on the cross, how he rose again to give us eternal life with you. And I thank you just for your truth that is so worthy of all of our efforts to share. It's worthy of anything that we would have to suffer. It's worthy to come every Sunday morning to have this family here. You are worthy, Lord, and we thank you that you are the one true God who loves us all. It's true, it's true, it's true. Amen. You may have your seats.